flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Fish, Cake, CB, and JP. Getting geared up for the NFC Championship game. Commanders take on the Eagles. And right now, if you look at our Surfside poll of the day, Commanders fans are feeling pretty good. And why not? Beat the Eagles about a month ago. Beat them pretty good. All right, it was 36-33, but at least the offense beat them pretty good. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels threw 5 touchdown passes in that game. The other side's going to say, well, Jalen Hurst didn't play the whole game. Does he play defense? I don't think he plays defense.
Not. Last time I checked, he does not.
Last time I checked, Jalen Carter played in that game. Yeah. Quinyon Mitchell played in that game. Zach Bond played in that game. And Jaden Daniels had 5 touchdown passes.
Well, here's why I'd be confident. Because Jaden Daniels has gone on the road already to Tampa and Detroit. And basically played pretty flawless games. Doesn't turn the ball over. Doesn't get sacked. He's only been sacked once in the 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
He's been masterful as a rookie.
So we want to hear from you right now. And what do you think happens on Sunday? 800-636-1067. The majority of people on the poll. The majority of people on the poll are picking the Commanders. What do you think is going to happen? And we'll give you our picks. You know what? I didn't think they were going to beat Tampa. That was a close game. I don't think any of us really believed that they were going to beat Detroit, although some people picked Washington.
I picked them to beat both of those teams.
Mm-hmm. You're just riding high on those guys.
I'm riding the wave.
He's trying to minimize the fact that he was wrong.
That's wrong.
You think I'm getting off that wave now? I know we're not making official predictions.
I'm getting off my wave. I'll make my prediction
I'm
now.
I'm riding that wave all the way into shore.
Are we not supposed to make our official prediction right now?
Why not?
I'll make my prediction right now. I kind of think the Commanders are going to the Super Bowl. I mean,
oh boy.
The last 2 weeks I was wrong, but this week I'm just looking at an Eagles team that seems to have a lot of things not going right. Like, they're not firing on all cylinders. From even these people that'll jock the Eagles personnel and everything, they admit Eagles aren't playing that great. They don't even, the whole city doesn't even really like their head coach. Jalen Hurts is hurt. They're saying the passing game isn't good. So, like, they don't seem to be firing on all cylinders.
Passing game is efficient. It's not explosive.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm saying even from the Eagles' side of it, Eagles insiders, they're not talking great about how that team is playing. Washington seems to be firing on all cylinders.
One thing, I mean,
And you just played them, so I think you got confidence. The game may go differently. But I'll take Washington in a high-scoring affair, 31-24.
Listen, we should have all 8 lines locked and loaded for 2 hours. This is the biggest game of the century.
The millennium.
Millennium. This century, though.
It's the biggest game since 1991.
Same thing.
Right.
Right? This is the biggest game of this century. What are we doing here? I really believe that, you know, when Dan Quinn's whole motto of anybody, anytime, anywhere, whatever it is, they believe that 100%. They don't care about the opponent. They don't care that the dummies on the radio are picking, you know, Detroit or Tampa or Philly or whatever. They don't care. They don't care who the opponent is. They don't care how good Saquon is, or because they think they're good. And I think that they're just gonna keep riding this crest. I told you if they beat Detroit, they're going all the way.
Mm-hmm. You did say
that. And I just think there's something special about this team. So I'll take the boys. I don't know, score wise. I don't know. 28-21 Skids. We're going to Super Bowl, baby.
With Jaden Daniels, all things are possible. Here's what he did to Tampa. He said, shh, quiet, Tampa fans. Then he went into the hostile environment. People said, he's not going to be able to handle this Ford Field atmosphere. This is going to be too crazy. It's going to be the lights are too bright. He silenced them, too. He's going to do the same thing this weekend. I'm betting on the better quarterback. Who's the better quarterback right now? I don't even think it's particularly close. Jaden Daniels is playing at a higher level than Jalen Hurts.
I would agree with that.
Now, you're gonna have your hands full of Saquon Barkley. But again, I said it last week. I'm betting on the better quarterback. And the better quarterback right now, in late January of 2025, wears burgundy and gold.
Hard to argue
That's
otherwise.
That's Jaden Daniels. So I'm going to pick them to continue this magical season. I have the Commanders winning on the road. Let's go 31-27.
All right, I'll be the outlier because I've been betting against them and picking against them the entire playoffs.
You have.
I hope I'm wrong again. I'm just going to just keep fading
Stick
me.
Stick with your brand.
But I feel like if all four of us pick Washington, they're not going to win.
Right.
So I'll pick Philadelphia just because at some point I feel like the run has to end. Hope I'm wrong. I don't know what the guys behind the glass are going to pick.
And I hope you lose at least a medium amount of money.
And Hurts is banged up. I agree. I mean, they're kind of downplaying it a little bit. Who knows if he's going to look healthy or not. I think Saquon's going to get his. I'll pick Philadelphia just because they're the Eagles. They're the home team. Weather won't be a factor. I'll pick them 31-27. I do like the 6.5.
Is that the same as Cakes, just a flip-flop?
I don't know what he picked. I didn't listen.
I think he had 31-27.
I did, yes.
But I do think Washington's going to play a tight game. I think this game will be close. I think it'll come down to the last possession or two. But I will take Philadelphia. And I'll be upset. I don't want them to win.
All right, people are responding on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. It's by far the biggest game for the Commanders in 33 years. One more win and they advance to the Super Bowl. Something if we told you in March or April of 2024, you would have thought we had eaten mushrooms or something. Right. We were just out of our minds. But here we are.
All right, let's bang out these calls. This is what we've been waiting for. Let's go to Dickie in Arlington. Dickie, what's up, buddy?
How we doing, boys? How we doing?
Hello, great. Dickie.
This is the game where Jonathan Allen and De'Aaron Payne show their worth. Saquon Barkley runs 20 times for 84 yards. He's going to get his a little bit, but they're going to slow him down. Jaden's going to hit Terry deep, 27-20, Commanders.
I mean, Dickie,
we're going to the Super Bowl, EP. Turn me up, my guy. Let's go. I mean,
please don't call him De'Aaron Payne. Yeah, right. It offends
you
all of us.
It's DeRon.
It's DeRon.
Right?
It's not
you know
De'Aaron.
Right?
Hey, I'm the guy who called last week.
Yeah, we remember.
Okay,
He's the guy.
He's not listening. I do remember a guy named Dickie calling. Was he terrible that last week too? Let's go to. Let me see here. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. Marvin knows how to do it. What's up, buddy?
Hey, yo. Good morning, Junks. Hey, look, man. I'm being super confident this morning. Super, super, super confident. I just think that Jalen Hurts is really hurt, and I think he's a worse passer than Kenny Pickett. So I think we're going to win this game pretty handily because I don't think they can pass on us. And I just think we'll be able to shut the run down because we're going to concentrate on that. I'm going to say that we beat them 31-20. Please take the points. I'm just saying we're covering. It's to me, I just don't see that if he's not mobile, how they're going to beat us. I think the one thing we have gotten better this whole season is we've got better at pass coverage. We just keep getting better. We get a better player in Lattimore. Sam is still coming along. The chin is covering better. So I just believe that our pass defense is getting so much better That's the one thing that has gotten better. So 31-20, Commanders. Hey, yo, we're in the Super Bowl. I might even be in New Orleans. Holler at your boy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
Marvin. Brings up a good point. What if, so Valdez sent me a video of Jalen, everybody I'm sure around the country seeing if they're interested, of him taking snaps under center as they're sort of warming up while they let the press there. What if he is actually diminished, but he doesn't have a concussion or anything, but he's clearly diminished. Do they ride, but let's say he doesn't get worse, do they ride him out throughout if he's struggling, or would they pull him and go to Pickett just because, you know, deep down Pickett may be a better passer and maybe does give him a better shot if he's diminished?
That'd be an insult to Jalen Hurts.
So they're going to ride him out.
And actually, if you look at some of the metrics, strictly pocket passing, I saw he was like number two rated in the NFL.
Do you feel like that's true, though?
It doesn't feel that way, but it was not including when you're scrambling outside of the pocket. But inside the pocket, in some of these metrics, he was a top five quarterback.
I think
Hurts. And if you just look at touchdown to interception ratio, you have to give him respect. Much like Jaden Daniels takes care of the ball, the one thing that you can say about Jalen Hurts outside of that one season is, by and large, his touchdown to interception ratio is really good. He takes care of the football.
I think you're going to have to drag Jalen Hurts off the field to get him out of this game.
Yeah,
unless he's like completely reduced and can't move at all. Like, yeah, I just don't see him coming out and acquiescing.
No, he could get re-injured.
Yeah, sure.
They hit him a few times early, right? Get re-injured, but yeah, he's not going to be pulled off the field.
I mean, he doesn't look good in what we've seen so far. All right, let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up?
And by the way, if you did bench him, there's no coming back off that. That'd be an insult. Like, I would, I'd assume he'd want to bounce.
Him because he's hurt.
No, yeah, they're not going to bench him.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I think Washington has a chance because I do think he's banged up, and they are not going to pull him.
No.
Remember, Philadelphia should have won that game because Kenny Pickett played very well, and if that wide receiver doesn't drop that ball,
Devontae Smith.
Philadelphia wins. The other issue that they did lose Jalen Hurts in that game, but if you recall, they lost that safety on two personal fouls or whatever. From that point on, Washington started moving the football. Okay, before then, Philadelphia was playing pretty good. So I even though I think they have a chance to win, I think Philadelphia pulls this one out. I think that if Jalen Hurts is 80-90%, they win. If he's 50% and they keep him in the game, Washington can win this game. Because just like you said, if he's 50%, he's not better than Kenny Pickett. Okay, he's just not. Kenny Pickett can throw the football. So I'm going to go with Philadelphia 38-28, and a great season comes to an end, but they can have
a
great
party pooper. What a party pooper you are. Now, did he say he's a fan, or he's just
not sure?
Are you actually a fan of the team, or are you just a neutral third party guy?
I'm kind of a neutral third party guy. Yeah. I mean, I like the energy, but I'm also a realist, and you know, the fact of the matter is, this team has done a lot because of Jaden Daniels. If you take him off this team,
right. They're
6-11 team, and that's
they
just
still have him on. So you know they still have him.
I know. But you know they've had a lot of good things happen for them over this these last several weeks. That
so you're just not a believer. Frankly, you just think this is kind of a mirage.
I think some of it is a mirage. You just don't win games the way they've been winning games. I mean, Hail Marys. You know, even back to the first Giants game when that kid, Malik Nabers, played like Jerry Rice for the first four quarters, and then he drops the ball that would have pretty much sealed the game for the Giants, and he's crying on the sideline. Same thing in the last Philadelphia game. Then you got the Chicago game. I mean, you know, Jaden Daniels is the reason why this team is – the hype around
it's the same thing you can say about reason the Chiefs have won three Super Bowls is Patrick Mahomes. The reason why the Bills are good is because of Josh Allen. You can say that about all of the good teams in the NFL. Generally, if you're really good, you have a really good quarterback under center.
Right.
It's just the way it works.
All right, let's go to Lavelle, Tacoma Park. Lavelle, what's up?
Good morning, boys.
Hello, Lavelle.
You boys ever heard of Destiny? That's what we're looking at. We're going to the Super Bowl, baby. What's the last caller talking about? Oh, if they didn't have Jaden Daniels, yeah, duh. Like you guys said, if the Chiefs didn't have Mahomes, they wouldn't be as good. Like the We win on a Zane Gonzalez walk-off field goal. Ooh. It all comes full circle.
Love that.
Everything's breaking our way. What are we doing here talking about the Eagles are going to win? It's our Super Bowl year. Let's go, baby. Jaden Daniels, 24-21. Commanders win. We're going to the ship. It's going to be I never thought I'd be saying this, but here we are, late January, talking with the junkies for an NFC Championship game. Let's go, boys.
Love
We're going
it.
All the way.
Play it, Cakes.
Awesome. You know, going back to the previous caller, too, you can say, yeah, they were fortunate in some of these games. They won five in a row on the last play.
Yep.
I mean, that is really amazing. But we had Herm Edwards, former NFL coach who coached Jaden at Arizona State, and he said, look, this is what Jaden does. He's like, you don't want to give him the ball at the end of the game.
He's a closer.
He's going to go out and win it. And he's proven it time and time again in this season with these game-winning drives. Like, sure, if DeVonta Smith catches the ball, you can make an argument the Eagles win that game.
But he didn't.
But he dropped it, but they still had the lead, right? Jaden still had to lead him down the field to win that game, and he did.
Yep. Game-winning touchdown pass.
Tampa game.
The Crowder.
You can say, oh, well, Baker Mayfield screwed up the snap, whatever the heck happened there. They settled for a field goal, tie game, right? But then the Commanders got the ball back. Tampa never saw the ball again. Jaden led him on a game-winning drive. It's what he does.
All right, let's go to Marcus in Brandywine. Marcus, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Hey, we got to do a better job screening these calls. Gary, I hope you stub your pinky toe in the bed frame, my guy.
Don't talk about
team like that.
I hate, listen, when that happens.
This is a season. Just like you guys said, anywhere, any place, anytime, whatever he said, I can't believe it any more than I do right now. I think we come out on top. I say 35-24, not necessarily in a blowout fashion, but I think at the end of the game, we have an opportunity while we're ahead to put the game away, and we do just that on the road. And we're going to the ship, man. Let's do it. Why not? Why
not? Love it. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate it, buddy.
Are these guys dropping the S word?
Ship. S-H-I-P.
Ship.
Oh, the ship. Okay.
Hey, should I go to Isaac? He's calling from China. Should I do him now, like save him money on his call, or do it or whore him and make it wait until after the break?
Wait 6 minutes?
Does he have, like, free calling or something?
I don't know. Don't whore him. You can go to him now.
Go to him now? Yeah, I mean, he's calling from China, Cakes. Yeah. I literally have no idea. What time is it in China? China.
It's not 9:17 over here. I'm hanging out with Gong Gong.
So it's a 13-hour difference.
No, he's lying. So you're not calling from China.
No, I am. I really am. I'm calling from China.
So,
I'm
hold
calling
on.
From mainland China.
This so it's 9:17 p.m.?
Yes.
Yeah, 9:18, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
Almost tomorrow in China.
What are you doing over there?
I work for the government, so posted over here for 2 years. I got here. Actually, the boys behind the glass gave me a shout-out via Cameo, thanks to my boy Kent. They sent me off a farewell when I was coming over here.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, they know what's up.
Are you single? Are you married? What's the dating scene?
No, I'm married. My wife. No, I'm married. My wife here is the one whose job brought me over here. So,
have you run into any Commanders fans in China?
Are you 100%? We actually had a whole crew for the game last week.
Really?
Over at this British bar, got up at like 8 a.m. Had the game on. People were going nuts. It was surreal. Like,
wow.
I honestly don't know. My wife's Chinese, but can go wherever you want. Just like get hammered at 8 a.m. It's okay.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I was telling, I think it was Grab online. It's crazy because, you know, it's a completely different world in mainland China than like in Hong Kong. I heard the guy calling from Hong Kong and from Vietnam. And, you know, I feel like mainland China is another beast. I mean, as you know, you watch the news. The only thing is like, it is legit, you know, the technology is insane. Like, well, it's everything is advanced, but it's just a different political environment. But you can go to a bar, you can, you know, they got every store you can imagine.
What's a big no-no?
So you're going to have to watch the game at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm actually going to Cambodia this weekend, so I got to watch. Yeah, I got
to
watch.
Going to Cambodia.
So I got to.
It's quite a weekend trip.
I got to figure that out somehow.
Yeah, where are you going to watch? Where are they going to have a sports bar in Cambodia that has the Commanders game on?
I don't know. I called my boy who's hosting us, and I said, hey, you got to find a 24-hour bar for us. And he said, you know, he's on it. But, yeah, I got to represent for the donks back home, you know. Patrick O'Brien and Kent Wilson. So, you know, China here is I think, you know, the new Commanders nation is becoming Commanders world. thanks to the NFC Championship. People are going nuts. It's a little surreal. I'm 44 years old, so I went to the parade in 1992. So it's been a long time. I can't say I'm as hardcore a fan as EB. I'm much more in the Lurch variety, but still, I'm getting caught up in it. It's hard not to.
All right. Well, at least you're getting caught up in it. All right. Do you have a prediction?
Yeah, Skins winning 30-27. I heard the Boomer size him bit a second ago where he said it was the opposite, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. Skins are winning 30-27.
All right,
thank
Isaac.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks for calling in, man.
Enjoy Cambodia. All right, we're going to keep this going. Take more of your calls next. What are you thinking about Sunday's matchup? Washington heads to Philly. NFC Championship game. First time they've been there in 33 years. Do they win it and head to the Super Bowl? 800-636-1067.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Friday. This is a special one. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067.
You're not going to address the elephant in the room?
No, I was going
to
bring that up.
It is the case
of the missing burrito.
No, burrito gate.
Yeah. We ordered food.
Courtesy of Tailgate Ted.
Yes, thank you to Tailgate Ted. It's the second time we've ordered food courtesy of Tailgate Ted this week.
Guy knows how to get his ADs.
He does.
Kicked.
He certainly
so
does.
So we ordered from this place that has burritos, breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
And
good
we
spot.
Ordered three carne asada burritos. Jason's having one right now. Burrito. I think Valdez had one.
Yeah.
All right. Or no, you had the simple burrito.
I said the simple. It's very
whatever.
Simple.
But there were three carne asada ones.
Pickle is simple.
Okay.
And
just like me.
Mike Marr swears that he laid them out. He even tells you exactly how he laid them out and that there were three carne asada burritos.
I mean, he would know. He went and got
now,
the order.
Now, hold on. To be fair, on the ticket, there are three on the ticket. So you did pay for three.
Yes.
So they were listed on the ticket.
Yes.
But he's saying, all right, Mike, what did you say?
I have never been more confident in anything else in my entire life that there was three carne asadas and one simplicito.
Would you put your life on it?
Yes. 1,000%. I'll tell you how I laid it out. So to the left was Cakes' coffee and his sandwich.
Yep.
To the right of that was three vertically lined up carne asada burritos.
Yep.
To the right of that was one simplicito. And then the sauces were below that.
All right.
I took a carne asada. Drab took a carne asada. He took Jason took his simplicito. Cakes' sandwich was there.
Yeah.
Missing a carne asada.
Burrito gate.
There's a burrito
something about.
Thief
somebody
amongst
somebody
us.
Stole well, a burrito. Can we go to the cameras?
Of course. Yeah, yeah. It might take a little bit of time, but...
Can we do that? Honestly.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Yeah, we have to get Roger or Tom to...
Get
Roger.
Where's Roger? Can you go get Roger?
Hold on, though. There's a little controversy in this respect.
Somebody stole it.
Though he says 1,000%, and he believes he laid it out in a certain way. Trab, didn't you say you thought you only saw two carne asada burritos?
Yeah, but I think I grabbed mine after Mike grabbed his, so
okay.
that would be one left.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that might have been the simplicito.
I mean, there's no if-ands or buts.
So you saw four burritos.
Guaranteed.
Have you guys seen any potential suspects go by the
Who
studio
would,
in the last 15 minutes?
I'll give you kind of, look, I don't really believe it.
Okay.
But Roger came over there and he's like, heard you guys have a missing burrito.
Yeah,
that's because I told
that.
Him.
He's not that savvy. Wait,
cover
now
up.
He's playing dumb? Come on.
No,
I don't believe Rogers.
All right, well, who else is around?
Denton Day.
Denton is here,
I believe Denton is a man of... He
was in the crapper.
I believe he's a man of high moral principle that he would come and ask, hey, is this somebody's burrito? Can I...
I'll grab him.
I don't think he would just swipe a burrito, like, right off the table.
No one from PGC would ever come back.
We got to go to the tape, because we have security cameras everywhere. We got to go to the tape.
All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Recording, but yeah, there are cameras.
No, they're definitely not recording over there where you buy the concessions. That we know.
That one's dead. It's just somehow it has a camera shot. It's just still, but it's not recording.
And anybody from PGC walking around,
they don't come over here.
I don't think they ever do.
The one from 94.7.
Karina.
She's not going to.
She's probably had a full burrito her whole life.
Right.
I think we need to get in the mind of Mike Marr a little bit, though. This guy's, he may not be all there right
now. He's locked in on the commander.
Yeah, where is the ticket?
Yeah, the receipt.
I'll tell you how locked in I am on these burritos.
I just threw out the bag.
When we got them and I laid them out, I held all three carne asadas because I made sure I got the heaviest one. The one that packed the biggest punch.
So at some point, did you have four burritos in your two hands?
Three, because I was a carne asada guy.
I think
I didn't touch the simplicity.
At any point, were you holding four burritos at once?
When I took them out of the bag, yes. But other than that, there was four burritos. Okay. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Right, I know
I think we need to do a stakeout by the bathroom.
To see who's dropping duties?
Yeah.
But it doesn't hit that quick.
Sometimes it does. That hot sauce hits you.
Sometimes it can.
All right. See, here's the ticket.
Yeah.
It's got three carne asada burritos and a Simplicito burrito. It's got four burritos.
This is very simple. We have security cameras. Go to the camera.
Yes.
So Denton Day's coming in.
Denton. We love Denton from Team 980. He's going to be an honor
D-Day.
All right. Did you steal a burrito?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, when they were on the table, they're open game. That's what I've been told.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was you.
I just stood up for you. I said you're a man of high moral fiber.
No, because when it's on the open table over there, everyone tells us that's fair game.
Oh, did you already eat it?
Wow. Yeah.
He stole the burrito.
Mike Marr, you're off the hook.
Where did he hear that?
Out there, it's fair game.
I don't know.
That's what everyone is always saying.
No.
I think that has been. I think people have said that before.
To defend him, that has been a
policy. I think that has been said before, but I don't think it's a hard and fast. We haven't really abided by that.
Everyone abides by that.
Well, yeah.
When it's in the studio there, that don't touch it. That's okay.
I need to run and get my sandwich immediately.
Is he right? He's kind of.
I didn't think he was.
There used to be a stupid lamp out there with
the
lights on.
Sometimes when we have big spreads, they put it out there.
Yeah, that is where we do put big spreads.
Yeah.
It's kind of
on Mike Marr that
it's
Mike Marr set it up out there.
Blurred lines. It's a rotten thick.
That's usually where he put it.
When we've had the other order, like on Monday, they all brought it inside the studio.
Yeah. That's the only place it's really
but
safe.
But usually, we don't walk in the studio because that's your space
when
the show's on. But when it's out there,
I'm kind of Team D-Day here.
Did you find it odd, though, that it was really hot? because a lot of times when the food is on that table, it's lukewarm.
It never occurred to you, though, that maybe I should just ask the guy.
I thought it was great aluminum foil.
I'm just glad you didn't take my coffee. My coffee survived.
So do you often walk by just to see if there's any free food?
On Fridays, yeah.
You do?
Because it was a great Chick-fil-A spread last week. You know, we're feeling good because we got a championship game. I was like, all right.
So you had a thought, maybe.
I had a thought, oh, yeah, absolutely.
The protocol, though, is you always walk in the producer room if there's food out there. And say, is that fair game? Or has everyone got... You have to make sure the hosts have had their food.
I think that would be the common sense thing to do.
The protocol is if it's on the table, it's open. That's how it's always been. Because it's like that for every other show.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a bunch of heathens on the other shows or something.
You can't hear him.
I can hear him through the glass. I mean, yeah, everyone here is a heathen. What do you mean? You guys aren't heathen? Everyone's
it's all
heathen.
Good. It's all good. I'll take the L.
It's just hilarious.
I can buy you another burrito if it's really
it's
okay. That.
Funny. I was like, Denton would never do that. He's a man of high moral
standards. Sounds like there might have to be a clarification.
Yeah.
It might need to be. Because I do defend him in that sense. I have heard that before.
Yeah. I don't blame him. I think... This is a learning moment for us.
Right.
That if we do this again, we bring the food in like we did on Monday into the studio over there, and then we pick up our
food. Don't forget that D-Day will be broadcasting from Dishonor Brewing this weekend, this Sunday, at 11 a.m. with Linnell.
Right. Hey, Mar, you were on point.
By the way, I don't blame either guy, really. You care to give your prediction on the game? I don't even know if you're like a blind homer. I feel like you tend to be fairly analytical.
I'd try to be. I mean, I'm definitely confident about Sunday. More confident than I thought I was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I walked in last Sunday and I didn't feel nervous at all. And I didn't think they were going to win the way they did on
Sunday.
But you
actually thought they were going to beat Detroit.
I thought they were going to beat Detroit. Yeah. I thought it was going to come down to like a late game cardiac commanders kind of deal, and it came down to, you know.
What made you so confident last week?
I don't know. I just walked in and I was like, they can't stop Jaden.
Right.
I was like, there's no way they can stop him.
Once the game
started going, I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I thought. It was only them, you know, with the Diami drop and then that, you know, crazy fourth down play with Mariota that stopped him. And then, you know, Zane missed a kick. But I think this one will be a little lower scoring. But, I mean, we've seen what he did to that defense already. So,
yep.
Unless they've gotten significantly better, but he's gotten significantly better. So I feel confident. I think it's going to be All right, late game scenario though. Here's a bold prediction: Marshawn Lattimore gets a pick.
Ooh. Hey, last thing about the burrito. How long between consuming the burrito and your trip to the bathroom?
they were pretty close.
Yeah, I think you might be consuming it in the bathroom.
But he's a regular.
I know.
I'm a regular guy.
He and I are regular buddies in there.
Yeah. it's Eb and I, and then Chepe from El Sol. We all have our
it's
own.
Always at the same time.
There. That's how it goes.
All right.
And occasionally Rogers on the falls.
Good stuff.
All right. Thank you, Denton.
All right, Eb. Should we go to our guy Bobby from Surfside?
All right.
Bobby Blicky.
We have a guest coming up next. I feel like we should deal with the calls because we have so many people.
Yeah, keep taking calls.
We can take calls next break.
All right, let's go to our guy Bobby Blicky from Surfside. Bobby, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey,
got a bold prediction here. Surfside out of Philadelphia is going to win. No matter what happens, you guys are going to get a pile to Surfside if the Commanders lose. If the Commanders win and we go to New Orleans, you're getting free Surfside on Bourbon Street all week leading up to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
it really is a win-win from Philadelphia.
All right, but we gotta get there.
Yeah, we gotta be in New Orleans. Yeah. That's the problem.
That's a stumbling block.
Well, EB, when are you asking you lose, about your golf bag?
If you lose, we're giving you a pallet of Surfside for Misery Monday.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty damn good.
What Surfside needs to do is pay for a hotel and flights.
Right.
That would be nice.
Hey, yeah. What? Hey, do you guys have any Surfside golf bags
just lying around?
Yeah. We do. You know, I'll get on that. I know, you know, the head cover got lost, and then Valdez was selling our sweaters on eBay. And
stuff. Yeah.
We got to kind of be careful, you know, with all these giveaways. You know, sometimes, you know, they're going into the wrong hands.
Yeah. Well, just
air tag it or something. EB will use it.
Yeah, he's dying for it. He needs a one of one. He's not going to put it on EB bag.
All right, Bobby, work on that. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Commanders 24. We got it.
Commanders 24 and what?
He's the worst call.
Like
he picked both sides.
That's on you guys.
He picked both sides.
Bobby, it's 24 to what?
I think we lost him.
He hung up.
Still there? He's gone.
He's probably drinking.
Yeah. I mean, he does it for a living.
Listen, when you're a beer rep, I mean, all you do is just drink.
Yeah, I mean,
Surfside rep,
EB.
National sales director.
No bubbles.
Right. No
zero
trouble.
Bubbles.
All right, I want to bang out these calls. These people have been on hold. It's the biggest game of this century. Biggest game of the century. If you're not fired up for this, you're fired up for nothing. 800-636-1067. Bang out your calls. We come back.
All right, so we got to the bottom in the case of the missing burrito. In some ways, Mike Marr vindicated because he was right.
He laid out.
Oh yeah, I think
three carnitas out of burritos.
I believed him. I have to admit, Denton Day slipped a little bit in my mind there because who doesn't at least ask just to make sure?
It's kind of weird.
I mean, he just assumed that big ass fresh burrito was there for
anybody.
Thought
it was fair game.
I got to thank Cakes. He shared half of his breakfast sandwich with me. So.
Sure. I felt bad.
He didn't starve.
JP's burrito got swiped.
It wasn't my carne asada burrito, but he had some sort of chorizo egg sandwich.
It's pretty good.
Right. Spicy. We'll take that. All right, Mike Marr wants to come in here and pump up the callers because some of these callers have dropped the ball.
From there.
All right, fellas. Biggest game of my life. I'm in a war state of mind. It's kill or be killed. The ultimate sign of disrespect is when someone takes something that's yours. And this game is ours. The Super Bowl is our matchup. Take everything and give them absolutely nothing. It's always been the Commanders against the world, and it's going to continue to be the Commanders against the world on Sunday. Everyone's doubting us, especially that dumbass mayor that can't spell Eagles. And in the wise words of Terry McLaurin, be who you say you are. And I got one final message to the Washington Commanders roster. You talk with your helmet every moment. Commanders win 27-23. It's our destiny. I'll see you in New Orleans.
L-E-S-Eagles.
Great audio. Can you imagine so Mike Marr on Bourbon Street for a few nights leading up to the Super Bowl?
Blackout.
Zins falling out of his pocket. His Commanders hat all askew on his head.
Right.
It'd be a mess.
I don't even know if he could handle it. Honestly.
Bourbon Street is not for the faint of heart. Trust me.
Have you been there yet?
Trust me. I danced with Bourbon Street as a youngin, and I almost
didn't live
to tell the tale.
Right. That's a
funny story.
So it
was not great. So be careful if you want to.
You wandered in the wrong part of town, didn't you?
I wandered into some of the scariest parts of the United States you'll ever see. And it was not great. But luckily, there were some good Samaritans there that helped shepherd this drunk idiot back to his hotel.
Probably happens every night. Probably happens every night.
Is that when you bought the guy breakfast?
I bought him dinner.
You said, I'll buy you breakfast if you escort me home.
I said, I don't know where I am. I don't know where my hotel is. If you can get me back to my hotel, I'm happy to buy you dinner.
Okay. So he walked you back to the
hotel? We went to a dive bar, and I bought him dinner. I shared dinner with him. And then I stumbled back.
So you actually
back.
Sat down and ate dinner with him?
Oh, yeah. We broke bread together.
Oh, you talked about your lives?
I don't know what we talked about.
Oh, you don't
but
remember
we
that,
had a delicious meal together.
All right, let's touch the people. What are you thinking for Sunday?
All right, let's
Mike Marr gets fired up.
Yeah, I love it. Let's go to Raymond in Clinton.
Mike Marr.
Raymond, what's up?
Hey, Les, I want to get my $10 back, man. You won $10 off me the early part of the year, man.
Okay.
And I'm predicting this score again.
Okay.
It's going to be 38-14.
Jeez.
The Commanders and Marcus Mariota going to finish the game in the fourth quarter.
Wow. That'd be nice.
All right. Here we go. You're $10 to my $100, but you got to give me 23.5 points because you're predicting a 24-point win.
No, I'm not giving you no points. We the underdogs.
Well, I'm giving you great odds. I'm giving you 5-1.
You didn't give me no odds.
Okay, he's understood. All right.
Thank you, Raymond.
All right, he's feeling good, though. Raymond's feeling good.
Let's go to
Chris in Reston. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I'm telling you, I agree. The fans don't seem to get it. I have people asking me all the time, did we throw a party now? And the answer is yes. Everyone throws a party now. Callers, if you're listening, call in all day. This is a time to celebrate. Tom Brady said it best a couple weeks, whatever, when he was doing the game. He said, they're playing with the house money. There's no downside to going all in. We weren't even expected to get this far. Everything's great. Just have a party. Everyone needs to celebrate. Right. 33 years. Let it go, right?
Right. I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. All right. Thank you, Chris. Where are you watching the game from?
I'm going to watch at home, having a party at my house.
Perfect.
By the way, the
Commanders 34, Eagles 24.
The previous caller, when I was given the odds, that's how I got his $10, because I gave him odds on another game because he predicted the score. And I said, all right, well, give me the points.
He didn't really understand.
He didn't understand
it.
That.
Yeah.
I would give him $100 if they won by 24.
He would give me 10 if they didn't. It's a shame the legendary Sacktown Mike never calls anymore.
Yeah.
But we've been doing this show so long, his son calls in now.
Oh, very good. Somebody's
got to Sacktown Mike Jr.
I think his son's at least 25 at this point. How old are you?
No chance. I'm 29. I'm butt old.
At least 25.
He sounds like his dad.
How old was your dad when he had you? When his girlfriend had you? Baby's mom had you?
I think he was like 22.
22?
Okay,
not too.
Yeah.
Was it like his high school girlfriend or what was the deal?
You're
like
talking
your mom?
About his mom.
I know. I'm asking.
They never gave me the rundown on how they met each other, but you know, it is what it is.
Hey, how's your dad doing now? Is he doing good?
He's good. Yeah, he's working most of the days.
How come he never calls?
Yeah, he never calls us anymore.
Hey, I'll be trying to tell him. I'm like, call on the radio. He's like, I'll do it. Uh-huh. And then just. Right. Never do it. But
he's literally texted me dozens of times saying he was going to call in, and it just hasn't happened.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
So what do you think about Sunday? What do you think about Sunday?
Yeah, man, I'm ready for Sunday. I'm gonna be in Philly. I'm not going to the game, but I will be at the Xfinity Live. That's like right outside the stadium. Uh-huh. I'm gonna be there. So I'm just living in the moment, man. At first, I was just like happy to be here, but now I'm like, I want that Super Bowl. It's like, this feels like the 2019 Nats. That's really what it feels like. It's like so much miracles are happening that don't Gary. I guess he has no faith in nothing, because this has been a miracle run. This whole season has been a miracle. So it's like, I feel like it's going to come down to the wire. It's going to be 27-27. Jedi 5 is going to lead us down Zach Ertz TD to be 34-27.
All right, that'll be that sweet, because that's in the parlay.
You're in, brother. You're
thanks
in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Let's go. Love y'all, boys.
All right, buddy. Love you too, man.
What a good dude.
Let's go to Mike in Richmond. Mike, what's up?
What's up, guys? Mike from Richmond, originally from Alexandria, Virginia, but I just wanted to see if you guys had checked the weather report in Philly for Sunday, because it's 100% chance of hail to the Redskins, baby. We're winning.
Everyone's doing shtick.
Yeah, they are.
I love it. All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mark. Mark.
Hey, is this me? Is this me?
Yeah, hey, buddy.
It's you, Mark.
Hey, this is it. This is going to be our game. You know, I'm 26 years old. I never had seen a season like this with us the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This is going to be the game. They can all say what they want to say, but the narrative's been against us all season long. But every time we showed out, we showed up. And you know what? I'm not going to make a guess on the points, but as long as there's a W at the end of it, that's all that matters, you know?
When did you start to believe like this might be our year?
Honestly, week two, week three. Like, Jaden's just started
super
looking
early.
Like him at this.
Yeah. I didn't think that. I didn't see this. I thought Jaden was great. I didn't see this.
I don't think anybody saw it all the way, but I definitely said, you know what, this is going to be a much better season than the last, you know?
Right.
Oh,
right.
No doubt. I mean, right. Early in the season, midway through the season, we all were seeing that, but I don't think any of us thought Super Bowl at that point.
No.
In fact, we would have conversations and be like, don't get carried away. They're not going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Jaden's really good.
There's Detroit. There's Philadelphia. They're not in that elite class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be stupid.
Hey,
yeah.
But punching Detroit in the face, you know?
Right, right. Hey, I'm with you.
I'll leave you gentlemen and be.
All right. Thank
have
you,
a good
buddy.
One. All right. He got a little shaky, boys. That's okay. Sometimes that happens.
He'll leave us at B.
That's fine.
I guess so.
Let's go to Steve, St. Leonard. Where's St. Leonard? That's got to be St. Mary's County?
Might be
Calvert County.
Calvert County.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on the Bay. But nice. I'm anxious about tomorrow's game just to see who we're playing at the Super Bowl.
What do you say?
You're interested in what?
Tomorrow's game? There's a game tomorrow?
What game is tomorrow?
When is
the Bills Chiefs are after.
It's always on Sunday, game.
Championship weekend's always on Sunday. Doubleheader.
They're saving the Chiefs and Bills for last because they'll get a higher rating.
Are you okay, sir?
All right. Thank you, Steve. Let's go Jimbo. He says he's going to the game.
We got to end on a better note.
Jimbo. Edgewater.
Yeah, that's right. We're heading up there, Greg, Adam, 5,000 large per ticket, baby.
Oh, my God.
50-yard line.
What do you do, for a living? Jimbo, what do you do for a living?
Well, my buddy Adam, he owns the Soft Hands Massage Parlor.
Whoa.
Greg, he owns a fencing and deck company.
Uh-huh.
So we got that kind of cash.
All right.
But what do you own?
Soft Hands Massage Company.
Did they buy your ticket?
He says he's coming by.
I'm just the poor cousin. They're taking me along.
Oh,
you're just
nice.
Along for the ride.
Nice.
Heck yeah, we're going to start out with some Scotty's Vodka, have a couple Orange Crushes, and then head up there.
Grab some Surfside,
hey,
too.
Hey, Cakes, you can
there.
Work for that massage
I said,
place.
That's what I said. My hands are so soft. Now these can vouch for me.
All right, Jimbo. All right, enjoy,
all right,
buddy.
Take care.
I definitely can't work for the deck and fencing company. Come on, who's kidding who?
That's all.
All right, we'll get back to the phones a little bit later. We're coming up next.
They were sufficiently
pretty good
fired up.
We'll get some insight from Scott Abraham, ABC7, next here on the Junkies.